AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. He's expected to travel to Israel soon in hopes of getting a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas.
Maximizing protection of civilians, maximizing the support that gets to them. This is very much our focus. Now, the quickest way to bring this to an end is to get to a ceasefire and the release of hostages.
Palestinians say Israeli airstrikes in the southern Gaza city of Rafah have killed at least 22 people, including 6 women and 5 children. The leader of NATO, Jens Stoltenberg, says alliance countries have not followed through on support for Ukraine.
Stoltenberg said that serious delays in support have meant serious consequences on the battlefield for Ukraine. Ukrainian troops had to make a tactical retreat from 3 villages where Russian forces have been making gains. Ukraine and its western partners are trying to release new military aid that can help check the Russian advance across eastern areas. Russia is a far bigger country than Ukraine, with greater resources to draw on. Stoltenberg said more weapons and ammunition for Ukraine are on the way, including Patriot missile systems to defend against the heavy Russian barrages that smash into the power grid in urban areas. I'm Haya Panjwani.
At least 45 people have died in western Kenya after a dam collapsed following heavy rains. Ongoing rains in Kenya have caused flooding that has already killed nearly 100 people and postponed the opening of schools. Southeast Asia is coping with a weeks-long heat wave as record-high temperatures led to school closings in several countries and urgent health warnings throughout the region. Millions of students in all public schools across the Philippines have been ordered to stay home after authorities canceled in-person classes for 2 days. And the temperature in a town in Magway reached 118.8 Fahrenheit. Stocks are higher on Wall Street. This is AP News. Ford's partially automated driving system is under investigation after 2 deadly crashes.
Both of the crashes involved Mustang Mach-E electric vehicles. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is investigating the incidents, one in Philadelphia in March, the other in Texas in February. 3 people died. Ford says on its website that its driving systems do not replace human drivers, who have to be ready to take control at any time. The government says the investigation will evaluate how the Blue Cruise partially automated driving system performs and will also look at its camera-based driver monitoring system. Ford says it's working with NHTSA to support the investigation. I'm Rita Foley.
Negotiators in the House and Senate have agreed on a $105 billion bill intended to improve the safety of air travel after a series of close calls between planes at the nation's airports. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.